Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Here's a change for us. It's a vocal to start with. It's from an album dedicated to the songs of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Not a bad place to start.
There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. And the corn is as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, the sounds of the earth are like music. Oh, the sounds of the earth are like music. And the breeze is so busy that it don't miss a tree. And an old weeping willow is a laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. You know I've got a beautiful feeling that everything's going. Oh, I said, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. You know that I've got this beautiful feeling that everything's a-going my way.
Oh, what a beautiful morning from Oklahoma, from the opening scene where a lone cowboy rides through a cornfield. Well, at least in the film. I assume the stage version was different. And that's from a brand spankers album by singer Karen Allison, as in recorded May 2015, released October 2015. Whilst that was playing, I quickly looked up my playlist records, and that's only the second time we've ever played Miss Allison. She plays piano on one of the tracks, but otherwise leaves it to our chump Kelly Barron. John Petrucci's on bass, and that's it. Voice, piano, bass. And another newish album next. Thank you. Newcomer to our show, Jerry Bergonzi on tenor, leads this October 2012 recording session in Westwood, Massachusetts. Bergonzi is a New Englander, a Bostonian, in fact. The liner notes describe him as having, quote, mammoth chops and multilateral harmonic aptitude, capable of crisply accentuated grooves. That particular song, Tiddling, is a probing tome, summoning notions of escapism, modelled with lament and breezy dreamscapes and unassailable poise. Unquote. Am I missing something? I need to get a job writing liner notes. Bergonzi wrote all of the songs on this album, which is titled Rigmarole, a word that if you look at it for long enough, looks really odd. Phil Grenadier is on trumpet. Bruce Barth, who we have featured as the leader many times on the show, is on piano. Dave Santora, bass. And Andrea Micheletti, drums. Here's a fave song of ours, but played more robustly than we're used to. Thank you. This album, called Jubilation, has just been reissued in the last month. It's a solo piano gig by Junior Mance at the Montreal Bistro, which is, rather oddly, in Toronto, recorded September 94. I was about to tell you that it's a rare, rare outing for Mance as a solo pianist. In fact, quickly looking down my computer records again, this time for my Mance collection, it's a unique recording, the one and only solo recording of him in the 56 albums of his I have in my collection. And it is, as I mentioned before we played that song, a more robust rendition than we're used to, almost as though Mance is playing more vigorously to compensate for his lack of fellow musos. Bit of a conspiracy theory there, I know. A single petal of a rose from Duke Ellington's The Queen Suite, recorded in Feb-April 59, but not released until 76, as the Duke sent the one and only copy of the recording to Her Majesty the Queen, and the Duke stated that no other copies would be pressed during his lifetime. And so it came to pass. Is that a good link to our next number, I wonder? From that very same April 59 recording session that we've just mentioned. That was The Queen Suite by the full Duke Ellington Orchestra. 59 was a fabulous year for the band lineup, like most years, I suppose. But just listen to this trumpet section alone. Clark Terry, Cat Anderson, Shorty Baker, Ray Nance. Mention ought to be made of the drummer who added such an atmosphere to that song. Jimmy Johnson, who was in fact only a short-term stand-in for Sam Woodyard. Johnson joined the band on the 21st of March 1959, alongside Sam Woodyard to begin with, and then became the sole drummer on the 24th of March. Woodyard then came back in early July, and the two drummers played in tandem throughout the month of August 59, after which Johnson left the band for good. That's way more than you needed or certainly wanted to know. The song was Apes and Peacocks. Ellington had been inspired by reading about the Queen of Sheba in the Bible and all of the gifts she brought to King Solomon, including apes and peacocks. It's another vocal, another I chose because of the pianist mainly, and all the other musos, I should add.
Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and meet your maker before Gabriel blows his horn. Weary of toting such a heavy load, trudging on down that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on.
Lonesome Road by singer Donna Byrne. She started her career singing professionally on Cape Cod, seemed to establish herself and then left the industry to have children. Well, she's back and she's made a number of albums over the last 10 years or so. This album goes back to 92 and it's called Let's Face the Music and then you have to turn the CD over to see the word dance. Mind you, I can't think what else you'd face the music for, though. A fave pianist of mine, Dave McKenna, is here. It's a great lineup, in fact. Herb Pomeroy's on flugelhorn, Dick Johnson alto, Gray Sargent guitar, Marshall Wood bass, and a new name for me, Jim Gwynn on drums. It's back to the mid-50s for some big band. Thank you. Hey Lordy Mama, recorded New York, March 56, by Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy. Clouds of Joy? Well, Kirk had been a member of Terence Holder's band, Dark Clouds of Joy, and when Kirk took over the band, he dropped the dark, as it's difficult to have dark clouds and joy together. But then he confusingly varied the name of the band too, and here are just two examples. 12 Clouds of Joy, original 11 Clouds of Joy, and so on, depending on the number of musos in the band at that particular instance. By the way, Andy Kirk, born 1898, had studied music with Wilberforce Whiteman, father of the hugely popular bandleader of the 20s and early 30s, Paul Whiteman. Kirk, as a bandleader himself, never soloed and rarely took part in the ensemble pieces as well, but he did have some notable up-and-coming musos in his various bands. On this LP alone, and here's just a sample of them, Joe Newman, Ernie Royal, trumpets, Al Cohen, Hal McCusick, reeds, Jimmy Rainey, Freddie Green, guitars, Milt Hinton, bass, Ozzy Johnson, drums. There are 17 Clouds of Joy on Hey Lordy Mama. Two musos who loved Punish titles were Jerry Mulligan and Paul Desmond. Put them together and well. Let's get those puns out of the way first. The LP is called Two of a Mind, and that song, written by Jerry Mulligan, was Blight of the Fumblebee. That could be my theme song, come to think of it. Recorded June 62. Mulligan baritone, the incomparable Paul Desmond alto, John Beale bass and Connie Kay drums. This LP has been reissued on Bluebird with 5 bonus tracks, which include a couple of attempts at something called Untitled Blues Waltz, one lasting almost 10 minutes, the other a minute and a half. It's another vocal.
Thought about what could I do? thought about what could I do. I've thought about you. Still, I thought about you.
And that's from another new CD. This one was released March 2015 on Blue Note. It's an ambitious album. It's titled Yesterday I Had the Blues, with the subtitle The Music of Billie Holiday. Anything that brings comparison with the one and only Lady Day is potentially catastrophic, as the newcomer will always be found wanting. But I must say, singer Jose James makes a very, very good job of 9 songs that Billie made her own. Body and Soul, Love a Man, God Bless the Child, and even Strange Fruit, which very few other singers have ever attempted. We heard the Johnny Mercer, Jimmy Van Heusen song, I Thought About You. Jason Moran, piano, John Patitucci, yet again on bass, Eric Harlan, drums. James normally blends jazz with hip-hop and rock. Yep, we often find that resistible, but this is a contender for Album of the Year. Fancy a contrast?
We had a long drive a few weeks ago, and I played Chick some live Flattened Scruggs from the 50s, and he said he wanted to play some bluegrass, so let's see what happens.
Somewhere in there was Bugle Call Rag, in apparently a bluegrass style by two master musos who have toured together for some time, and this recently released 2-CD album is a live recording of one of their gigs. Location not known. Well, not known to me, that is. A couple of thousand people obviously found it. Duh. The date is early 2015 and it's just been released. The pianist is Armando Antonio Zacconi Correa, Chick to us, and Bella Anton Leos Fleck on banjo. Great album. Seeing Bella Fleck at the Royal Festival Hall as part of the London Jazz Festival next month. Can't wait. You will recognise this next song, but not immediately. Thank you. Yes, I know we dedicated a whole show to Phil Woods a few weeks ago when he died, but I had so much brilliant music left over from that show that we simply must hear. That was, as you well know, Summertime, and it comes from the first of two albums Phil made of American Songbook classics. Both albums are stunning. No dramatic, theatrical gestures, just brilliant, brilliant music. Played with passion, I'd say. It's the same lineup on both CDs, although their recording dates are 7 years apart. This one is from 2002. Phil on clarinet on Summertime, Brian Lynch trumpet, Bill Charlotte piano, Steve Gilmore bass and Bill Goodwin drums. After Clouds of Joy, here's a song called, quite simply, Joy. And it is. called PD3, which is surprisingly logical. The PD stands for the leader, guitarist Pete Downes, and there are two others in the group. Andy Coe, bass, Tim Bruce, drums. That was Joy, recorded between Feb and September 2003. It was written by Pete Downes. I'm rushing to squeeze in one more, and we must go back to the 50s, to May 56, in fact. It's the Jazz Messengers, actually the Jazz Messengers, as co-founder Horace Silver is still in the band on piano. Horace wrote this song, Icaro. Sounds exotic, but it's simply Horace spelt backwards. Donald Byrd, trumpet, Hank Mobley, tenor, Doug Watkins, bass, and the other co-leader, none other than Art Blakey on drums. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I really, really hope you've enjoyed this gentle ramble along my record shelves. And I equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.